The officer showed principal's office to go find out, Patrick said. He walked down the main aisle of the cafeteria. It looked at first glance like a science fiction movie. Everyone had been in the middle of eating and chatting and joking around with friends. And then in the blink of an eye, all the humans were abducted by aliens, leaving only the artifacts behind. What would an anthropologist say about the student body of Sterling High based on the Wonder Bread sandwiches scarred by only one bite? The tub of cherry bomb lip gloss with their fingerprint still skimming the surface, the salt and pepper composition notebook filled with study sheets on Aztec civilization and margin notes about the current one. I love Zach S. and Mr. Kiefer is a Nazi. Patrick's knee bumps one of the tables and a loose handful of grapes scattered like gas. One bounced against the shoulder of a boy, slumped over his binder, his blood soaking into the college rule paper. The boy's head still tied to his eyeglasses. He had been cleaning them when Peter Houghton arrived for his rampage. Had he taken them off because he didn't want to see? Patrick stepped over the bodies of two girls who laid sprawled on the floor like mirror twins, their mini skirts hiked high on their thighs and their eyes still open. Walking into the cafeteria area, he surveyed the troughs of green peas and carrots on the runny slop of chicken pot pie, the explosion of salt and pepper packets that dotted the floor like confetti, the shiny metallic helmets of Yoplait yogurts, strawberry and mixed berry and key lime and peach, which were still miraculously aligned in four Negroes near the cash register, an unflinching tiny army. One worn plastic tray like a dish of Jell-O and a napkin on it, waiting to be served the rest of the meal. Suddenly, Patrick heard a noise. Could he have been wrong? Could they all have missed a second shooter? Could his team be canvassing the school for survivors and still be at risk themselves? He drew his gun and crept into the bowels of the kitchen, backtracks with monstrous cans of tomato sauce and green beans processed nacho cheese, past massive rolls of